We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro. Well, here I am, closing in on you. So I read this great piece on ESPN.com yesterday, and we decided that we needed to speak to ESPN's Ivan Maisel about it. In the piece, Ivan really gushes about Chip Kelly, not only for the wins at the University of Oregon, but the way he kind of revolutionized football at the collegiate level and how NFL coaches have sought out Chip Kelly to get an opinion on what makes it work. So we bring in on the phone Ivan Maisel from ESPN. And Ivan, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Love the piece, love your work. You think very highly of Chip Kelly, do you not?
I do think highly of Chip Kelly. He's an interesting guy. He's different from the typical football coach. He seems to have a good perspective on the sport. He sees a bigger world out there and understands football has a place in it, but that there's more to it than that. He's whip smart, and he's got, he's applied that to the way the game works and has come up with a way of doing things that's a little different from the way everybody else does.
How well do you know him, Ivan, and where did all this kind of thinking, this out-of-the-box thinking come from?
How well do I know him? I spent a lot of time with him his first season at Oregon, and as he became more immersed in being a public figure, I spent less time with him every year.
Yeah.
Like he'd had enough. I don't know if it was me or everybody else, but he'd had enough. But he's very smart about people, and I think it came from he spoke very highly of his family, and I think it all started with that and the way he was raised, and he understands people almost intuitively in a way that a lot of people don't.
Ivan, how do you think he'll fare from that standpoint in Philadelphia? It's a very intense media market. The fans are extremely passionate about the Philadelphia Eagles. How will Coach Kelly adjust to that?
I think he'll adjust, and adjust is a good word because it's going to be a huge adjustment. You come from Oregon, where you are the big dog in town, but there's three or four media people, but I think having coached at New Hampshire for so long and having been in the Boston media area, he has a sense of what that is like. He has an idea of what he's getting into, and it's going to be a feeling out process from both sides, as it always is, but I think he'll do okay.
Ivan, what makes this offense work? What? And then the other part of it is we ask every single person we talk to, what part of what he did at Oregon translates to the NFL?
Well, I wrote a story about that last month, about spread offenses in general and his in particular and how well it would translate. And it was interesting because most of the coaches I spoke to, and Chip would not speak to me about it, thought it would do pretty well. David Shaw, for instance, pointed out to me that, we all think that it's an offense that exposes the quarterback, but they do a real good job of not getting the quarterback hit. And, obviously you can't – the tempo issue is what makes that offense so effective, and adjusting that to the NFL will be the most interesting thing to me, because as plenty of people have pointed out, it's not so much the tempo on Sunday as it is how do you practice it when you've only got 53 guys during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, I'm sure you have to do it in spurts, and what you can do in August and September, you can't do in November and December, because, by then it's just a war of attrition. I'm sure he's thought about it and thinks he's got a way of doing it, but that's going to be the most interesting thing to watch.
Do you see him adjusting the scheme? And again, I think everybody here is just trying to figure out what he's all about, obviously. When you don't have perhaps the ideal quarterback, at Oregon you can go and recruit those kinds of quarterbacks. Here, they have Michael Vick, who's got questions, and they've got Nick Foles, who's more of your pocket quarterback. Do you see where Chip would, scheme differently and kind of tailor it more toward their abilities?
Well, he has to, and that's the trick of NFL coaching is you got who you got, especially a quarterback. I mean, at other positions you can, push a guy out and bring another guy in, but a quarterback, you pretty much got who you got, and it's a test for him. I don't have the magic answer for you. We don't know how well is Michael Vick really 31 in football years. He didn't play for 3 years. Does that help at this point? Is this system better for him? I don't know. I mean, it's an intriguing question, and it's one that I think, will start to be answered in the spring.
Ivan, it's just so fascinating about this. Were you at all surprised that Chip decided to make this moment his to leave Oregon and go to the NFL?
Oh yeah, I mean, I believed what he said last week, and in fact, one of my editors and I had an email discussion this week of, is there a story about the college coaches who looked at the NFL and decided to stay? And, luckily we decided there wasn't.
Yeah. Is the NFL a more imaginative place with Chip Kelly here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it will be interesting. See, I think the reason he'll be successful is that he's a smart enough guy not to come in with his system and say, my system will work in the NFL. I think he will take the concepts he likes and adjust it to the realities of coaching in the NFL. And that's the transition that's going to be the most fun to watch, is what he sees, where he can adjust, and where he can make changes.
Last thing for me, Ivan, we've talked all, these last 2 days about the offense that Chip Kelly runs. What can you tell us about his defensive philosophies, principles, needs, demands?
Well, that's going to be interesting because he leaves his defense on the field for a long time. Oregon has averaged as little as 26 minutes of possession a game. And they defeat that at the college level with bodies. He played a lot of bodies on defense, and you don't have that luxury in the NFL because you don't have a lot of bodies. You got 21 or 22 guys on game day, depending on who gets, you got 45 players, a kicker and a punter, so you're down to 43, and then who gets the extra guy, offense or defense. You can't do it that way in the NFL. You can't leave your defense out there for a long time, and that's another way of seeing how he addresses that and what he does to combat it. So I don't know that you can draw any lesson from his defense in the college game to the NFL.
Yeah, well, hey, that's going to be so interesting to watch. This whole thing is just so fascinating. The Chip Kelly, now the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Ivan Maizel, ESPN. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your insight, and great work as always. Keep up the good stuff. And again, thank you so much for joining us.